Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and let's head over to South Korea for a quick update on the Winter Olympics, where snowboarder Chloe Kim, at just 17 years old, dominated the women's half pipe and won gold for the United States. After her third and final run, after she'd already secured the goal, instead of taking a victory lap, she took a risk.
Oh, she's going for it. Frontside 1080. Cap 1080, she's done it. Back to back.
Kim became the first woman to complete back-to-back 1080s, as in flying triple spins, in an Olympics. And joining us now from South Korea is Tara Sullivan, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. And Tara, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So,
my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about Chloe Kim's run and how impressive it was.
Well, I would direct you toward my colleague Rachel Bowers, you know, beautiful coverage of the event. She was out there. But yes, this young girl has taken the Olympics by storm. I mean, she's just so irreverent and fun and funny and so ridiculously skilled at this sport, which I know, you know, can be hard to comprehend sometimes with the language and everything, but you know, she just dominated that competition beyond description.
One of the details about this, sort of personal details about this story that I liked, is she's there with her family who immigrated to the United States from South Korea, right? So you've been speaking,
yes.
You've been speaking with parents of Olympians. Tell us what you've been hearing.
Well, it's one of those backdrops of things. Again, you know, the athletes are out on the front lines, but none of them ever gets here alone. Sometimes we hear the dark side of those stories, parents that maybe push too hard, or if you watch the movie I, Tonya, you know, there can be these hard stories, but most of the time that's the exception. These are stories of families who have committed, you know, to their kids to pursue dreams, and it's so beautiful sometimes to hear these young and old alike athletes stand on a podium or stand at a microphone and just talk about the sacrifices that their parents made for them, whether it's, you know, financial or traveling. And, you know, I just think it's so nice to remember that these are often team efforts, even within these families.
Yeah. Tara, you wrote, I want to talk about another athlete. You wrote about American figure skater Adam Rippon, the self-proclaimed America's sweetheart of these games. he's the first openly gay man to qualify for the American Olympics team. Tell us a little bit about him. What do you like about Adam Rippon?
I'm just impressed by, you know, at 28 years old, this is his first Olympics, which, you know, was unusual enough to have made it at that age. His two figure skating male teammates are in their teens, you know, and they sort of laugh about a big brother dynamic. But he's just at this point in his life and here, and having been through some disappointment figure skating wise, and having sort of been confident enough to just talk about his sexuality, who he is, and be comfortable in his own skin. I find him just very inspiring, to be honest. He's really well spoken, very funny, at times serious, at times silly. Just a really good example of be who you are, you know, live in your own skin, and so that makes you happy for yourself, but also maybe stands out as an example, as some kind of, as a role model, and particularly in the gay community for young kids who might be struggling, that's a place where a role model like him is so needed.
Mm. I want to ask you a little bit about this sort of minor controversy. So he was part of the U.S. team of figure skaters that won bronze in a team event, but lots of folks were up in arms because they felt that Rippon wasn't treated fairly by the judges. He received lower scores than two competitors, a Russian and a Canadian, who actually fell but ended up with higher scores. So here's Adam Rippon speaking this morning on Good Morning America. No, speaking yesterday on Good Morning America. Here he is.
I think we need to get those people who think that I was ripped off on a judging panel immediately.
So there's a little bit of that sense of humor. But what happened there? I mean, how could he score lower than two people who fell down?
Yeah, it's all about, you need John Powers, now the expert on all of this from the Boston Globe, but it's all about degree of difficulty and what you attempt and what is in your routine. So sometimes what appears to our eye as just clean, you know, doesn't start from the same level that even something else with a minor bobble, but is much more difficult. So, you know, Rippon's, his his strength is in his artistry and things like that, and sometimes that doesn't always translate into raw scores.
Right, I get it. One more question about American cross-country skier Kicken Randall. She seemed to be making a triumphant return to her fifth Olympics after having her first child. She's the only mom on the U.S. Olympic team this year, but her first event didn't end up so well for her, right?
Well, no, not result-wise. But, you know, from my perspective and my eyes, I thought that was a win regardless. And you know, I see it across sports more so than I ever did growing up, where you see it, you know, a Serena Williams, say, in tennis now coming back or on her comeback trail after giving birth. And it's just, you know, it's great to come back after having a baby. I mean, that used to be it. You know, you made your choice and nobody would expect that you could come back to this level of competition after having a child. So to me, Kicken Randall, she won by being at that starting line. And we'll see if she'll get another shot in another event as the Olympics go on.
All right. Tara Sullivan, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. You can find links to her coverage of the Olympics in South Korea at radioboston.org. Tara, thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's early for you over there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.